going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, it's nice that we find out that they've been in discussions for a year, and we found out today. In Culpa Lavin fashion, this was going on. Nobody knew about it, and we're supposed to be all excited about the fact that the county wants to come in, take control of the piece of property, and give us $7 million for 171 acres of prime real estate in Amherst, and we lose all home rule on it. So I'm not as excited as Mark Poloncarz and Lavin and Culpa.
Now, and with that $7 million, they were saying that money was already set aside or allocated for, I don't know, this specific project or for similar projects in general. Is that true?
What they said was they had $3.7 million. Those are not exact figures. They had $3.7 million already put aside for Westwood, which we didn't know anything about either. And then they're going to have to do some types of budget transfers for the other $3 million. But, Eric, I want to point out something I thought was fascinating. During this press conference, Poloncarz said, the golf course is in relatively good shape. Oh, so the $7 million that you're going to invest in to take over control of this property, if we understand this, we shouldn't have spent $11 million on Royal Park or $34 million on LED projects, because I would have rather invested that and have that asset ourselves.
And then Brian Culpa was saying that they had already purchased the land some odd years ago. What's going to happen with that now that the county is taking it over completely?
They're leasing it. They're calling it a lease. So that means that they're going to come in and they're going to take complete control over this. And then we're beholden to the county because they have a lease with us. Look, the problem that we face today is this. This is exactly what's been going on with this administration. 2 days after the election, we found out about 11.4% increase in taxes. This is the same thing. And we're supposed to be excited because in an election year, they decide that they're going to do this. This doesn't make any sense, Eric. It doesn't. And look, they said they talked to the residents. I'm out walking. No residents knew anything about this. My proposal is this, Eric. Let the residents decide. Let's put a referendum on the ballot in November and let them see if they think that this is a good idea. And here's another thing we should do, Eric. Now that they got these pretty little pictures showing about this park and this golf course, which I'm in favor of, because I've always said it should stay a park. It should stay a golf course. Now that we've got those, how about if we take those pictures and those designs, and why don't we go to other firms out there and see if they're interested in doing it, and maybe we can have both and have the tax and have a tax base as well. How's that?
I think one of the concerning points that wasn't really addressed was, I mean, it was addressed, but not the long-term plan. You know, you're having a golf course, you're having trails, that requires maintenance, that requires groundskeepers, that requires equipment for all of this.
Right.
Where is this going to be sourced from, and how long is the county going to be covering that before more funds are needed?
Well, again, they're saying that because they're in the business of parks, that the county says we can do this with no problem. That's what Poelinger said today. All I'm saying to you is this. We are going to put, I think it's great that we're putting a golf course in here because I think it should stay a golf course. Now, maybe we partner with somebody who can take it over for us and run it for us, and we get the proceeds of this. At this level, we're not getting anything. We get a winter fair, and we get some dollars, but not the amount of money that we paid for this at $7.8 million. When are we going to get that money back? And by them allowing us to have these fairs in the winter and stuff like that, that's not going to give it back to us. Where it's going to take 100 years before we get our money back. This is the problem. The people who are negotiating these deals, they're urban planners. They believe in urbanization. They believe in urban renewal. So they're willing to give everything away. That's not how a business person would do it. A business person would say, oh, okay, we're going to make it a golf course. I'm happy that we've decided that. If that's the case, how about if we let the people who run golf courses, own golf courses, see if they're interested first? If they're not, then we can then look at the next step, which be maybe the county does become involved somehow or some way. But I'm not willing to give up rule of that property so the county has a nice, pristine golf course. We have Autobahn. Why are we not? We're gonna lose revenue in Autobahn. Why don't we use it ourselves? Why are we not doing it ourselves? I don't understand the rationale. There's no business thought here. None.
You know, and you bring up a really good point with Autobahn, too, because they were saying, too, that, like, you know, it's overcrowded. There's not many nine-hole golf courses around here, and this would help, you know, alleviate some of that that strain on some of
these places. So we're taking the money out of our own pocket and giving it to the county. So if that is the case, and we have a pristine asset here, why are we not looking at every avenue to see whether we could keep it as a tax base or a revenue-generating operation for ourselves? Why are we not doing that? And if I hear one more time that, oh, we don't have enough people, we don't do that, well, maybe we need to be looking at all these different avenues, figuring out what we can and cannot do, and then making educated decisions. No, what happened in this case is they've been talking about it for a year, they told nobody about it, and then all of a sudden we're hearing about it the day before, and we're supposed to be all excited about it. If I was Mark Poelinger, I would be elated to be able to get 171 acres of pristine property for $7 million. I would be elated.
And then just to wrap this up here, was there anything about this that maybe I didn't ask you about or something that you think would be important for our listeners to know moving forward?
Yes. All I'm saying is this is exactly the reason why I'm running for Amherst Town Supervisor. We need to get to that place where we're being transparent, no secret meetings. We have to get out there and let people know what's going on. We should not be afraid of bringing the residents in to make these decisions, and that's why I support a referendum to getting them involved in making this decision. Our politicians and our urban planners that are in there, the Kalpa-Lavin regime, what they have done is they have given us no alternative but to question what they do, because they do everything in secret.